Blog Talk Radio.
That's not fun, Beverly.
Your arms around me, I got a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Moonlight of the daytime, moonlight of the night, the light of when you call my name. And you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, and that was something you owe and do. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started a long ago.
This is Psychics Gone Wild. We're having a lot of fun, and obviously Yuka Rose was there from Bali. We love the song, and we are into Fridays, and for some reason, instead of our few minutes of our song to start our show, the song decided to make it a new career. But this is Psychics Gone Wild, and this is Jethro, and our wonderful, phenomenal hostess on Fridays, Patty Negri. Patty, how are you today?
So good, Jethro. I'm just living in the season. Halloween, Samhain, Dinvale, happy people, candy. Who could ask for more?
I love that. And, you know, Patty, I had a friend today tease me. They go, did you know that this time of the year the veil is very light? And I laughed. I go, isn't it great? And they kind of ran from me. So I don't know. I guess there's no, people don't understand our gift, that meaning when the veil is light, you know, this is when we're very busy. It's very easier to work with the energies. And, you know, today a friend was teasing me. We started out that song there with the energy of it. And we're going to talk about the magic of it. And this is something that a lot of people ask me a lot. Why would you say magic is in fire? But Patty, wouldn't you agree that that is an element that's used a lot to not only cleanse things, but also to be able to put the magic there?
Yes, because the fire element itself is, it gets things done, it changes, it burns, it creates. Everything, creation comes from fire. Look at the power of fire. I mean, every element has, you know, lots of great qualities that it does, but fire is the one. When you want to put, that's the passion, that's the blood, that's change. That's the burning. That's the, it can melt steel into a car. If you're going to go with magic, get the fire in there.
Now, and those of you who've listened to the archives, we've got that question again. We have this one comes up periodically, Patty, and I apologize to give you reruns, but we've got a email again asking Patty, how do you get a candle to work? You had talked about this before, and I would love to see a candle dance. Doing this kind of magic is something I think I could do because I'm only 22 years old, and I'm a little nervous of this yet because my family didn't believe in this kind of things. Can you tell me again how you got the candle and how do I get it to dance and what will this do for me and how will it help my psychic abilities?
Okay, what it does is it helps you learn to focus and direct energy. It's really an exercise. It is an exercise both in focus and in psychic development and in moving energy itself. The best way to do, because with meditation, with scrying work, whether you're scrying into a candle or scrying into a body of water or a bowl of water for that matter, it's where you could, you know, close off your mind and then really focus. So if you're doing it with a candle and with candle magic, one of the exercises I really do give people when they're working on their spiritual development or, you know, again, just that focusing of the energy is work with it. Stare at it. First use some scrying. See if you can see something in the flame. See if you see something visual or emotional or taste it or touch it or know it within the flame. And then when you get connected, the thing about magic itself or spell work or whatever you want to call it is that laser point focus of what you're doing, what the intent that you're sending in to the spell or the wish or the magical thing or the hope. So if you do that with a candle, it's like you're watching the candle and you're burning the candle and you're letting it do its own thing and you're seeing what it has to show you and then start working on directing it. And it's just with your mind and with your energy. See if you can put the energy into that. See if you can laser beam that energy. And again, first you might want to go, I'm going to make it dance. And you see how candles do that. And it might take a few times practicing or it might come right away. It's like, and all of a sudden you'll see that flame start to wiggle and start to dance. And then you can even get more creative with it. Make the flame larger, make the flame smaller, make it glow left, make it glow right. It's just because it's a relatively easy, as far as it's easier than moving, you know, bending a spoon or moving something across the table. And it's nice confirmation of what you can do with just your intent, your mind, and your energy. It all matters.
I love that. And, you know, Patty, that's one of the things that has been one of the best calling cards that those of you who know Patty or since I have known Patty is Patty makes it fun. And that's what makes the difference. I know of individuals who've done this type of work for years. And I remember when I first would sit down with them, they would like, now we're going to candle read. They'd set it out seriously and slap it down. And I'm like, you know, and just in their tone. But with Patty like saying that, you realize it is. And I know that from years of that inner child and that working with your own light energy of doing it, it helps enhance the ability, and there's magic that you will find within yourself, okay? Like Patty talked about seeing the candle. I know of a friend who looks without seeing. She would practice and read from the candle, and everyone else was getting these, you know, pictures and images. And she, by being silly and being the fun, came up with a whole new system of card reading that she now has angel readings that she's wrote with. Those of you who know my friend Ambika, and those angel cards all came from just sitting down and looking at a candle flame and feeling the energy. They're very accurate, and you said that child, you know, that fun and keeping it light, and I feel that sometimes, you know, Patty, is where a lot of people go when we talk about being serious. We want you to take charge right away, and one of your expressions is don't let the guy from, you know, secondary energy who maybe passed behind 7-Eleven come in and run your mediumship room, because that night he may come in and he's passed, but he gave up on his energies and his life, so he's going to give you advice, you know, go live under the bridge and make sure that you don't pick a place where there's a lot of car traffic so you get a good night's rest. You want to make sure that you're listening to energy that is strengthened. And I had a friend tell me that they've done a mediumship here, and after listening to you, Patty, they've had two times there in Seattle, and they're now going to do a psychic circle and working with the energies that they've had two very, very positive experiences. And a lady this last week, just from listening to Psychics Gone Wild and listening to The Vice, those of you who can listen to the archives, as Patty's given advice on how I would do this. They want to know, Patty, that you did a conference in California, and what was the simple way to manifest money? Can you tell me over the air?
The money spell. Yes, I can, because who doesn't need a little more abundance, just plain flat money in their life? this is a spell I learned, wow, 20 years ago, and it is the easiest and most effective one I know. Literally, just get a dollar bill. Create a sacred space for yourself, whatever that means to you. If you have 12 corners, you work elementally, light a candle, light some incense, center yourself, do some breathing. But get a dollar bill. And then I want you to really visualize into it what you want that dollar bill to become. And then I want you to write on that dollar bill every spare inch you can and then some, where there isn't a spare inch. Write over it everything you want in that material money realm. Give numbers. Give exact numbers. Give things like new car, new house, no, you know, paid off debt, zero credit card balance. All the things that you really want working in this material or money or abundance world. Write on it with intent and see it as you're writing it. Taste it as you're writing it. Feel as you're writing it. And again, I write on both sides of the bill. I could write a book on a dollar bill. And then I want you to focus on that for a few minutes. Hold it. Do it. Again, make it holy. If you have any magical oils, rub the oil on it. If you're lighting some incense, rub it up. Hold it over the smoke of the incense. Run it over the fire. If you're holding a candle where it doesn't burn, it gets the fire energy. Just really, really put your intent in focus. And then I want you to, like, really charge it. Like, hold it in your hand. And I do this technique of literally rocking back and forth. It's like showing one foot between the world. Almost like you're a baby. You're rocking and you're focusing and you're focusing. This is a good place if you want to bring a little small chant into it or a little chanting or just a little music or just back and forth, money, money, money. You're thinking, and it's abundant. It's coming to me. And then when you reach that crescendo, if you could again see it, feel it, taste it in every cell of your body, you light that baby on fire again with your candle or with whatever's there, and you offer it up to the universe in exchange for these things that you're asking for. Every time I've done it, it has been like, this is the best week I've had all year, kind of stuff. Just windfall.
I love it. And we've got other individuals here going, it works. We've tried it out and we're having fun. Patty and Jethro, we're on the phone. Let's get back to work. Okay, we got a few minutes to do that. We love you guys. We always are at work. You guys make it sound like, don't you think what we're doing now is helping work? It's how we help people. Go to psychicsgonewild.com. Get a reading with one of us. Take a time. Check out a class by me or Patty. We are putting that together. And this came from you fans who put on there, I would like to do a psychic magic class. I want to do some 101 magic with Patty. We are going to be working that out. We'll let you know here in November. We'll pick a day, have a time, set up an amount. You can get a hold of us. We'll set you up where we can do like a conference. It'll only be like 8 to 10 people. It'll be very calm. You'll get to see, talk with Patty, and then we'll have it on there where we can do a video so Patty can show you a little of the tools, some of the things she wants to show you, like just, for example, how she wants you to do that for the dollar. And what you're going to love about this, you guys, is you can do it all in the convenience of your home. So you can just go on there computer. So get to me at psychicsgonewild.com. Write to me on there. Tell me I want to take a class with Patty and we'll get contact with you. We'll do it affordable. It'll be fun. And for November, you'll have an afternoon with Patty Negri's magic. You guys, we love all of you and we're going to take and grab a few of those phone calls. We've got a large audience on tonight. The 773-897-6461 number is pretty packed. So if you called in, hang on. We'll get to you and this probably will be with it, you know. We'll see. You never know how our phones go. Me and Patty get wild on there. You never know. 310, you're on live and you're on Psyche's Gone Wild, and obviously the phone wants you to play. Now I did it. How are you, 310?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. I want to welcome you. This is Jethro and Patty, and we need just your first name. And if you don't mind, I'd like to – we both read, but I need to get – today I'm going to have you give me the question. You've got quite a bit happening here.
My name's Anna, and my question is actually regarding one of my friends, Jenny. And we kind of work together. She kind of works for me, her company does. And today we had an appointment to speak early this morning, and we normally talk on a daily basis, and I haven't heard from her at all, and I've tried to obviously reach out to her because we were supposed to talk this morning at like 9, and so I guess I'm just wondering if something's going on or, you know, if we'll connect later on. What's going on there?
Jump in, Jeff. We could both jump in. I'm not getting that anything happened. I think something just came up.
Okay.
Came up.
I mean, it is a really, really busy weekend for their company this weekend. I couldn't go to the event because I'm traveling. But and today that starts. It was just weird not keeping an appointment or, like, saying, hey, sorry, I have to, you know, cancel.
Yeah. I guess if there's something, maybe a boss person or a guy or something, somebody gave her, I don't know what she does or anything, but somebody gave her a, something that you have to do this, you have to do this, and she just got tied up in what she's doing, and she's trying to keep a balance to it all. So,
okay. Okay, do you see us, like, connecting soon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I love what the guys are saying with you, Anna. They're telling me that's why there was so much going wrong with you, is I feel that it's around you and the energy is she's trying to psychically connect with you. You know, we were talking here earlier at the class. I feel like you should, you know, you've meditated. I feel that you know how to just sit down, you know, feel that prayer state, relax, and let her communicate with you a little bit because she is busy, but she keeps thinking of you in the day. And what this does is this causes this extra energy around you. You know, you called in and the phone was like, I kept pushing the button and it kept turning it off. It was like, oh my gosh, you know, and it's like, I laugh because I would have probably had you in a good 2 more minutes ahead if the phone would have decided it. And it's because her energy is still sending to you today. They're also telling me to let you know that psychically, you've got to handle some of this other stuff. You've got a little stack of work. And you've been trying to put something off you need to do. You need to refile or re-itemize your activities.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. I can do that. Thank you.
You're welcome. We love you. And you definitely put into psychicsgunwald.com and win a prize. Ladies Arango from New York City. She's a Brazil-making jewelry woman who's just a wild, fun friend of ours. Has got some jewelry we're giving away. Gaetano Vivo, the angel reader that worked with Doreen Virtue, is giving away a CD and a book. So definitely put in there. And thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We are going a little wild here, and you guys know what it is. It's Friday with Patty and Jethro, and we're doing it. We got a different time, and I had a lot of you guys say, what is the matter with you guys? It's Halloween. We're going all over the place. People are calling it. I had a funny one today. I had an individual take the other person's appointment. I went down and started to read the person, touch their hand, and they were here for mediumship work, and the person on the other side goes, you've got the wrong person, silly. And I looked at this person. I'm like, you're not. And they're like, no. And long story short, I ended up reading all of the 2.5 hours for 3 different people. They all made friends, came in here later and left, and it was people coming at their other time. They keep telling me, and I keep saying they, but the guys and other individuals, we're, you know, like, you're real busy, I'm real busy. The reasoning that this is happening is the readers and the energies that are doing the ascension work and those of us who got ready, this coming 2014, we're going to be so busy and so much working into what we do, helping individuals become attuned, do mediumship work, learn magic, go with psychic work, that we're going to have very little time and we're going to have to really, really be good at balancing budget. Do you believe that, Patty? Do you feel that's going to happen, to have to budget your time even more as we're going?
Completely. I'm already feeling it. You know, maybe it's just because it's my business season. But no, I am feeling that everything, and it's budgeting time, budgeting everything. It's like adding to the awareness too. It's like things aren't wasted. We're just really using every minute or every hour and every thought and every hour to its fullest. It's really interesting because I really, really am seeing it. It's waking up. It's everybody's waking up. And with that wake up, it's just like you're not going to be losing time that way. It's going to be making time. But it's lots of budget. Does that make sense at all?
Yes, it does a lot. I remember people write, they go, you two are just wild.
What? But yes, I'll just say yes. It's most crazily so. It's going to be good. We're going to get lots done and lots of growth and lots of ascension. And lots of aha moments. I mean, constant aha moments. I feel it. I see it already.
Love that. And I have a friend here writing me. They're asking me, what's going on, Jethro? They found a 7 of hearts, a playing card, in the street. What would this signify to you? A 7 of hearts is you have to be careful. Hearts, as you know, is relationship. But, you know, and you guys tease me, sometimes a tomato's a tomato. You know, check your neighbor. Maybe he's been playing poker and he threw the card over there. No, I'm teasing you. If you find that and you're feeling it means something psychically, yes, it is probably giving you energy. A 7 of hearts also means to watch out for other individuals. A 7 is a spiritual card, but with hearts, it means you may have someone who's a little bit of your rivalry. We've had a lot of individuals asking me, you know, how to get the playing card reading. Get a hold of me, and we'll set that up. But thank you guys for asking. We're looking here. We're going to go into 541. You're next on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. This is Jethro, and you've got Patty Negri today. Would you like to give us your name, and do you have a question, or do you? What would you like?
My name is Eleni, and I was just kind of wondering about my love life and what you guys see.
Okay.
Hi, Eleni. How are you doing?
Hi.
Yeah. Okay. I see something coming. I see you have to get out of your own way a little bit, mentally-wise. Maybe you're stuck on something else or something past or holding on to a few things. But I see that clearing, and I'm seeing kind of something really good coming in. Do you know what you're holding on to? Do you know what your block is?
Yeah, some hurts with a current relationship I'm pursuing.
Okay.
So.
Okay. All right. Well, look at that. Trust your intuition. I'm getting that you're a really intuitive, smart girl, but you just don't listen to yourself enough.
Yeah, I don't really trust it a lot.
Yeah. Trust it. Find your intuition and see what you want. Don't settle. There's something really, really good out there, but don't pull it up with something that isn't really, really good because you'll never get to the other one.
Okay. So do you see that with the person I'm pursuing now, or is this someone else?
Do you want to give me a first name?
Tom.
Okay. Oh, I'm a good choice. Actually, Tom could be really good. At least from your end. I mean, I think you have a little more interest than he does, but he does have interest.
Okay.
So make it fun and outside of the box. You know. That's what you're telling me, yeah.
Okay.
Jethro,
well, thank you.
Anyone?
I feel the same thing with the energy, and I do feel that it is outside the box. And to add with what Patty's guys are showing and what I'm feeling with my guys, they said that your energy is also at a point where you're become more serious about what you're doing. You have an ability sometimes to bring in other things for your life, and that's why you two are being tested. Your angel said that, your guide telling me that you wanted this person there, and now you're also pushing for him to go to another level with something else too. That you have not only handled your energy. There's a female here with you I keep picking up. Can we talk about that for a minute, or do you want to go into that?
Sure, that's great.
The female that's there with you is also going to help with some of it. You guys are friends, and you talk, and you go together. They're telling me to make sure and be aware that you're also working with her because she gives you the sounding board. She's that friend that gives you a little rev. Ah, wear the negligee. Ah, you know, do this thing. And they said you need that other part of it because it's giving you the verbal. It's okay when you talk confidentially about private things with a friend. Does that make sense? That's what they're telling me.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling in. We love you, definitely. You've got to hang in and make sure you come back and talk to us again.
Yes.
Okay.
Good luck.
Well,
have fun.
Thank
it's
you
gonna
so
be
much.
Fun.
Okay. Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
We love you. We are going a little wild, and we have a little bit of a technical with 847. I will try to pick it up, but it sounds like you're wrestling with a bag of potato chips. Please leave the eating to me. I'm on a diet, and I really want them. So when I pick up your phone and it does that, I get jealous. No, I'm kidding. This is Psychic Jethro, and we're having a blast. We're going to try to get you 847 to get the phones. A friend of mine contacted me yesterday and asked a very good question. I want to ask Patty real quick here. Patty, the friend of mine has been working with a lot of years of working with the crystal balls. They have learned to be able to read when the clouds come over it and the work happens with the energy. But they have noticed that here in the last month, their crystal balls have not been able to pick up or sense or do energy. They have went out and done the moon cycles. They've done everything as they were prescribed. Is it possible for you a person to lose their ability, like reading the crystal balls, and maybe have to learn another tool? Or is this just a time that crystal balls aren't tuning in? What do you think, Patty?
Well, that's interesting. It depends on, honestly, what kind of crystal balls you have. There really is a difference. A lead crystal ball, a regular old-fashioned, a lead glass crystal ball, that's going to just pull in the spirit all around you. If you're working with a real crystal ball, you also have the energy of that quartz crystal because that's a living entity in itself. So it's going to have a separate entity with the crystal ball. But whichever it is, if they're not feeling it, I would say it's more something that they've put into it, not the crystal ball, a block that they've put up, not the ball. I've never seen a ball go bad, but maybe it is a good opportunity. Oh, let me find another divination method as well to add to my toolkit, so to speak. But I bet you the crystal ball will come back, and I bet you they're going to figure out what the little block to it is, and I bet you it has nothing to do with the crystal ball. But, yeah, I was going to say put it out to the moon, you know, talk to it, you know. Give it a little incense. You know, be nice to your crystal ball. Because with drawing tools like that, it really does take on an energy, a spirit of its own. Even the glass one. Because it's like a fetish in a sense of what you're working with.
I love that, and I do agree very much, you know, and I love what you said there, Patty. I know that a friend of mine before who used lodestone is a stone that brings in money and magic and energy, and he always gives his lodestone a shot of whiskey, and the first time he did it, I was, you know, we're sitting there talking, we'd been doing things, and he's letting me know this, and he goes over, and he's doing his stuff, and then all of a sudden he turns around, takes a little shot out of whiskey, and takes this really expensive whiskey over and pours it in this bowl with this rock, and I'm like, did you do that for the cat? I'm afraid he's like getting his cat drunk. He's like, no, I did that because the stone likes a little whiskey. And he goes, it'll bring you money. And I kid you not, within 24 hours, he had been contacted. Some other people got a hold of him. And he was getting extra jobs, consignment jobs, something he didn't even normally do that people had just taught. He goes, it just seems to come in. He goes, but it's just like when you manifest, and this is something I want you guys to know that are doing manifesting classes or working, make sure you never limit yourself. Make sure you say and do. I take all amounts of money. I unfortunately did this with another tool of ours, was working one of the lights in and said, give me readings, do this. And I didn't unlimit myself and say, I will accept money orders, cash, you know, I will accept things of value. I mean, And at the time I laughed, I even had a person try to trade me animals, and it's like, you know, I could obviously have chicken pets, but what made me realize that what I wanted to do is you unlimit yourself with that. So exactly what Patty just said, make friends with your tools. You know, make sure that you're putting that energy out. I love all of you guys that are typing in. I apologize today, but you're going to have to call in. We're going to try one more time with 847. Can you hear us?
Yes.
You are in so much trouble, Jill. I have looked for you every time I've turned around. No, I'm kidding you. I'm so glad you called in. I know this person.
I don't know what the noisy background was.
Did you try to talk
to me earlier?
Yeah. Every time I clicked the button, it would come in like a little bit of a potato chip chew.
Really?
Yeah. It's all right. Well, you're in now, and we know you're Jill. Jill, do you have a question for me and Patty? And thank you. I haven't seen you in a couple months.
Thank you. I don't know. What do you get from me, Jethro? I'm just lost.
I tease you, and I get you need to put in the Psyche's Gone Wild to win some prizes because we love you. But I want you also, Jill, to – I'm picking up some other energy around you that you've handled some stuff. And I'm going to turn off the phone with you. Only you can still hear us because it's echoing. If you hit your mute button, it won't do the other part. It's just, it scares me when I hear the echo. I think of those old movies where, oh, I'm out to get you, Jethro. So I'm like, no. But it's what I'm going to get here, Jill, is I'm also hearing some other energy going on that's going to be there. They're talking relationship. I feel love is around the corner with you. You're taking care of your daughter, and I feel the life has happened there. But I feel like there's some love going on there with you. Patty, what are you picking up?
Yeah, I get the same thing, that something is coming in, and you just, again, seems to be the theme of the week. You really need to spread your wings, Jill. You really need to open up your heart, your senses, trust yourself a little bit more, get out there a little bit more. Just, you know, in your own skin, so to speak, I'm feeling you're just a little bit closed up, a little bit like, even by saying things like, I'm lost, that's, you're claiming that. You're feeding that. You're not lost. You know right where you are. You're standing wherever you are, in your house, in your work. You're not lost. And the feeding that is going to take it away. So if you're looking for relationships, you know, start creating it. Start seeing it. Start feeling it within you. I really see it there, just like Jethro, too. But you got to have a little more fun with the whole process.
Can you hear me if I talk?
Yeah. Yes, we can.
Okay, I wasn't sure if I was still muted or unmuted or... Okay, is this going to be soon?
I feel it is, and I feel like this, and I laugh, Jill. It's part of the energy tonight, and me and Patty, we get together, gets really intense. We've also got Gary Wimmer in the room and Jan, so you've got two psychics over in the other chat room, and we're just like, whoa, doing a four-corner thing. I do feel this very soon, and I also am supposed to tell you from the guides that you have overcome a lot of that karma that was being sent negative to you.
Good. Finally.
Yes, and definitely I know that, you know, we talked this, but have you had a session with Patty? Patty does some magic work and some work when she does her reading that I know that would also help bring out all of that other energy around you that's causing this, what do we want to call it, Patty? Sometimes it's like an odd pulse or a different energy vibration.
Yeah, it's almost a block, it's a fog, it's a blockage, it's something that you're holding on to or holding on to that. It's getting fed somehow, and you can just really choose to get rid of it, or again, working together is like just, woo, we get rid of it, and you'll feel the difference immediately. But start being aware of it. Most people aren't aware, but I think you are. I think you know what it is.
Thank you, and Patty, you have a website, so if I punch your name in, I'll find it, right?
Yes, you will. PattyMegri.com. PattyMegri.com. My phone number's there, my email's there, and yeah, email is patty@pattymegri.com. So yes, please give me a call, and we can even talk further on a show. It'd be great.
Thank you, Jethro. Thank you again.
Love
and
you,
thank you, Patty.
Thank you, Jill. Have fun with it.
Thank you.
Yes, and tell all your friends at A1R it's going to be Patty and Jethro Tuesday night, the 29th, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Pacific. We're going to discuss all of the fun of Magic Halloween on A1R Psychic Radio.
Can't wait.
We're going there, and obviously they've grabbed Jill and took her out the door because the little echo monster won't leave her alone. But we're going to go ahead and play a little bit. We've got quite a few of you guys calling. We're still having time. We're at the halfway mark here, and all of you guys are going, what happened? Well, it's fun, and it's time. Patty, tell everyone, how do you suggest a person begin to really find a psychic? That's the question that was progressed and put to us on the topic for Spirit Radio this week. And we all have different ideas, and we're asking each and every one of our Psychics Gone Wild family, what would you do to tell someone how to go about finding a really good psychic?
Okay, well, referrals from people you trust are always really good. Again, if you don't have a referral from somebody, go to that psychic's website and see how it feels, see how it makes you feel. Because there might be 10 equally good, but maybe just half of them, or maybe just one or two of them will you relate to. It's like we all have slightly different ways, slightly different styles. I mean, some very much different ways and very much different styles. All good, and it's like with anything, finding the right teacher or finding the right person to work with. A really good way, if you want, is like both Jethro and I belong to the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, and that's like having a referral if you don't have one. It's AMCTM.org, stands for American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. And to get into that, you have to be tested. You have to get background checks. You can never have got trouble. It's all about integrity, honesty, and ethics. And that's what we're all here for. It's put right on our webpage, what we charge, what our money back is. Because sadly, it's true. For every good and real psychic, there's 792 scam artists, fakes, or real people who are just dishonest. So you do have to be very, very good, careful. So ask them around a friend. If you don't have a friend, or either way, go to amctm.org because we're still a young organization, but really you're going to find 30-something of the best psychics around right there. And any of you psychics listening in right now and you aren't members, you can look into it. Give me a call or go to the website. Talk to Jethro. It's a really nice family. It's a really nice support system for each other as well as getting us out there to the world.
And I love all you fans who put us on. Psychics Gone Wild is the number 2 internet show. Last year I placed, I think, in the top 50 or somewhere with the ones who are doing it. We need that favor. We need you guys to get on who do listen. I had someone say, I've had like 14 readings through Blog Talk. And I said, whoa. Then I teased you, get on there and put Gary Wimmer's My Psychic to hear. Patty rocks. Jethro needs to quit eating so much. Whatever, put something on there, and that way they can look at it and be honest and say, that's who the psychics are, because that's what you want to do. I mean, it's the same thing as like Patty said. So NewYorkGate@AOL.com, you can put on their attention. Marcy is, I think, who's doing it this year, or maybe Peggy, one of the two.
Marcy, I think it's Carla.
Carla. Yeah, Carla. We both are like...
Carla. There is a contest going on right now. You can vote for your best psychic, best medium, best tarot reader, best healer, best astrologer, best radio show, hint, psychic gone wild.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even have to just vote for one. You could vote up to 5 in each category. So vote for your favorites. And they don't even have to be Federation members at all. We want to bring them into the family one day, but... again, you can find the information at timesquarepress.com/lightworkers.htm. I don't know why I know that. Otherwise, just send an email to newyorkgate@aol.com and say, I'm voting for best psychic, and then list who you want. Psychic, medium, astrologer, healer, tarot reader, and witch, and radio show.
And we love that. A lot of years, last year when you guys did this, a lot of you guys who couldn't afford a reading or to a thing worked out. We gave you a little time on the radio. You gave, as you said that, you know, why you did that was because of this. This is a good karma. I love it. And what I've really enjoyed, what we found out, like Patty said there, is it also gets other individuals in. I'm always looking for new hosts and guests here to come on with me and Patty, so you can be on here and tease with the rest of us. We're going to go and take another phone call that picked up. 661, you're on. How are you, 661?
Well, this could be me, Jethro. This is Gary Wimmer.
Gary Wimmer, then I guess it's you to talk about literacy class. We've got people coming the 30th with Gary. I've got, like, about 15 phone calls today, but a lot of them are clicking off and on. I'm not sure if it's me or the button, but somebody doesn't want to do this.
It's a weird tech world, and good to hear both of you folks. Yeah, I'll tell you a little bit about the class real quick. Basically, literacy, to make it real short and sweet, is a system of reading patterns in stones. The system I use, which is the system I know, it involves 16 stones, Sun through Pluto, that's 10 planet stones, and that's 6 stones based on life, love, luck, commitment, place, and magic, which has to do with timing. And if I do them over the phone, I charge them in my hand and drop them. If I do it in a psychic pair, or someone comes over for reading, I let them drop them. And what they do is they drop them into a circle. My circle is a little piece of leather, thin piece of leather, about 3 feet long, and it's tied into a circle about 14 inches in diameter. You can use lace, and I've even given readings that we've drawn a stick in the mud and throwing gravel out and marking each stone with what it meant. So there's a lot of different ways you can do this with 16 stones in a circle. The basic idea is you start in the center, and you read toward 12 o'clock, which is the start of the first week. You read around for 12 weeks, and you consider like slices of a pie and see what stones affect that week, how they touch, how they point, all sorts of it's very visual art. I always feel like I'm going through a mountain range looking at mountains, but it's very revealing. It's very visual and very revealing. And for those of you all who know about it, go to Psychics Gone Wild. On the left side at the bottom, there's a link for a course in lithomancy. And enough said. Back to you, Brother Jethro.
Thank you, Gary. We are getting through, and that's one of the great classes we're doing here the 30th. I laugh. We are having a fun time. Those of you trying to get in, we're going to get to the readings. We've got a bunch of people marketing here, marketing there in the chat room. That's what we do. That's what Psychics Gone Wild. But we also read if we can get some of these phones to let go of it. 561, what do you know?
Hello?
Yeah, you got in. Yeah, we can hear you. You waited all the show, and I've got about 16 more of you, but it's going to work because Blog Talk's going to get kicked where they've never been kicked if it doesn't let me do this. 561.
I got my question right, ready. Okay, thanks. So I've called in before about this major problem in life I have with somebody that I knew 20-something years ago is coming back and got on Facebook, got hold of all my friends, started slandering me left, right, and center. And I need some insight into what's motivating this person after 25 years to come back and spend probably thousands of hours doing this. And it's so deranged as far as I can see, so sick I just like to have what, you know, maybe y'all have some insights that would help me deal with them.
And your first name?
Jim.
Hey, Jim.
And they just came out of nowhere? Nothing provoked it? They just came back out of nowhere?
Yeah, I didn't contact them. They contacted, they used a friend to kind of stalk me on Facebook for a couple of years. And then when they saw an opportunity, when I was getting political during the elections, they started coming back and contacting the people that I had heated political discussions and just started the bad rumors from there, because they were already kind of a little miffed at me with the disagreements, you know, politically. So, and they used that and they just kept exploiting it to the point where it just ended up being like a chain reaction. It just starts feeding itself. Rumors are terribly destructive. They're terribly, malicious rumors are terribly destructive. People are very prone to maliciously gossip.
Yeah, I'm just kidding, that, but don't feed it. You don't feed it, and you stay in integrity, and you stay, you defend yourself, but you just really take the high road all the way. They are out to get you. I'm not seeing clearly why, but they are, and they feel justified. They're not justified, of course, but, you know, they just got to have it out for you. So you cannot feed into that at all, because it's literally like feeding them. This is a lesson for you. And weird karma for them. I don't know, Jethro, what are you seeing? It's really weird.
I agree, and it's past energy. It's coming from a life before, and that's, Patty, you know, I remember I wrote that on psychic development about Manichea and malicious gossip and that negativity, what it can hurt people. And, Jim, I can feel, like Patty said, it's odd energy. You've got to succeed elsewhere around them. So what you're going to do is, you are a politician, be political. Take the other of energies, the other people, be able to do positive association with it. Don't feed any of their fire, like Patty said. Shut it down. We started talking about magic, and ironically, you know, there's about 16 of you who've been through the whole day trying to get through, and the guides let you through. They want you to know that you are to put the energy there. You know, the best thing to do with that kind of magic is to put that in the ground. And people say, how do I put it in the ground? Simple. Take a piece of paper, something that is, you know, going to be able to be biodegradable. Put it on there. Write it out. Put down all of the things they're doing, from they called me a toenail to they pulled my hair to mama should have slapped them on the butt when they were a child. Get that all in there. Put it all in there in energy. Do symbolism of it. And then, you know, we were talking about fire doing it. In this case, bury it in the ground, because that energy, Mother Earth is going to take that. She takes negative, if you've got like that, feeds it to the trees, the animals, and back. And then by you know that they've got that, you're going to have to get that social. You talked about Facebook, other place. You've got to take that sociable to another area. I can personally tell you from people from this show and other things I've done, they get upset. And I won by what I did successful was I did exactly what I'm telling you, and it works. And then I turned around, and I went into the crocheted room. I went into the other places that were unformed. And I talked to people about their interest and became humble, realizing that I'm a great psychic. But if you give me a crochet class, I'm going to make one nasty ball. So what we ended up doing, and long story short, Jim, is politically, the angels gave me this blessing. Those friends are now my stable friends there, and they've come on, and they listen to me psychically. They listen to my friend Patty. I had a friend tell me, she goes, I didn't know you had a witch friend, and I'm a little nervous, you know, I am psychic. And she goes, and I love her. She is beautiful. She goes, she did, and I'm like, okay. And she, you know, this was weeks back. And that's what they're telling me, Jim. You're getting me a little emotional, because I went through this, and I think that's what we all learn from this spiritual path. We don't know it all, but what we do know and what we see in the future, we help you. You called us today to learn this. And, Jim, I feel that you're a good person. Somebody else is feeding this. Somebody else wants to, they're telling me someone wants to be sexually with you, and they're feeding this negative to keep you upset, because when you're nervous and distraught, you come to them. Does that make any sense? Yeah, it is strange. And watch, I mean, and I'm not trying to be ornery, but usually the one that's the worst, scariest person isn't always just that person that's coming out and snapping at your heels. It's this little one over here that's helping feed them, you know, little Vienna wieners or sausages to throw them at you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, another psychic told me that this individual that's spreading the rumors about me in California is actually a sexual pervert and is actually sexually after or turned on by all this stuff. And I don't,
that's,
you know, this is, I was
Mm-hmm.
Pardon?
That's what I'm getting that, and that's exactly it, and that's exactly it. And I'll tell you what's even odder about it is that he, you know, that no attention there. And I did work for years legally in the advocacy and against people who have issues. And this person, the best way to shut that down is not to feed that energy. It doesn't matter. You've got to be that strong in difference, because that is a turnoff. Any kind of reaction, and you're still, like Patty was saying, you know how you're doing the energy. You've also got to be, you know, you've got to be that other energy, because sometimes it's like a scorned person. This person's feeding into it, manifesting, especially when it comes to sexual. You see people do sky clad or magic energy out. Am I right, Patty? It's like that energy, even if it's not getting to you, his perverted energy is getting aroused by your energy.
Yes.
My reaction.
Your energy isn't sexual at all, but it's a lot of people's sexuality actually has nothing to do with sexuality. It's more power. It's more this, but that's where they get their sexual arousal from. So.
Those energies interchangeable.
Well, Jim, we hope we helped you. We're definitely, I would try that out with the earth. We wish you the best. We're going to go ahead and go on with some other ones. We've got people going here with the time. We love all of you guys, and we definitely want you to contact. I know someone just wrote me, I can say wieners. Come on, people. I got people. This is not Disney. This is for mature audiences. I just had someone else write me, what are you discussing? We're discussing life. Welcome to it, guys. 808, come on in, and please be a friend. 808.
Hi, I'm Sandra.
Hi.
I'm calling from Hawaii. And,
hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
I thought that was Hawaii. I went, ooh, somebody in paradise.
Rockin'. I want to be there.
Yeah.
Come on down. Yep. Come on over.
Yeah. What island are you on?
I'm on Oahu.
Nice.
Oahu. And I'm in Kailua, home of the famous Kailua Beach. It's beautiful. And Lanikai, and wonderful place.
Yeah.
So I'm calling because for the past 2 years, since September 2011, when my dad passed away, my life has been incredibly challenging on many levels, and I'm wondering if you see things lightening up for me.
Okay, but it has been very challenging. Yeah, I see that, and I feel that. But haven't you learned a lot and grown a lot as well?
Oh, yes. I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy. I got really strong. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really strong, and the world is yours right now. I see a huge shift. I see a big shift in your growth, in your spiritual growth, in your creativity growth, in your way of being, in your confidence, in your relationship with somebody. I don't know who that is. I see something really growing there. There's a little something you need to let go of. Maybe it's even the fact that things are hard or having to be hard, but I'm seeing you need to let go of something. Because you really are at a big, big shift place. Now that you've learned all this from what you had to go through, it's time to reap your rewards.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, so you think see things shifting for me then very soon, like this year, or?
I really do. I pull the universe card, which is the world card, in some deck. Yes, I see it this year. You know, and there's not that much of this year left. I see it shifting. And I think you should accept starting that it's simply starting right now, starting today, starting tomorrow, as it goes on. And you're going to feel the burden lighten up. You're going to feel things shift and just accept it wholeheartedly. And again, if something comes up like, whoa, I'm not sure about this, let it go, because there is something for you to let go of. It can be easy. And you'll figure out what it is. You know what it is.
Yeah, it could be just a past relationship that keeps... It could be a past relationship that keeps popping up, you know. Painful.
Yeah, but you know that energy there is too, and that energy has also got to happen for that past relationship, and I'm very proud of you. You're a survivor is what they're showing me.
Yeah, I definitely am.
And I laugh, and I was now. In 2012, I went there, Sandra, and they're telling me the same kind of energy follows you. You know, that's a vortex. You're in there in an energy. I lived in Sedona, Arizona, and Maui's the other vortex in the world. There's a male vortex in Sedona, and there's a female vortex there in Maui. And this is also why you're having this other energy. You have got to handle this other karma. And they keep saying there's two people in your life right now that also have some really needs that you've got to get taken care of. And this past person... It's like the old salad bar. They just keep coming back, and you've got to slap their hands.
Yeah, well, they're not coming back physically, but they still keep popping up in my psyche for some reason, you know.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. Yeah, exactly, psychically. And they're telling me that you need to do a little bit of mirror here, a little small mirror with the symbol of a P on it. You know, mm-hmm. P is Scandinavian for protection. They're telling me that you guys had a life where you did runes or something. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And the angels are, I love you, don't get offended, but your guide is real bossy to me. She's like a beautiful mm-hmm. blonde angel. She's like very definite to me. It's like, you know what I mean? And this is what I'm saying. And she's also saying that really good, that put that protection back so that they don't, because they do with the psyche with you, they keep pulling that energy. And it's like, you know, as me and Patty were talking about fun and energy, you're one of those people who have, like Patty, you have the extra positive love to give. Attractive women, unfortunately, sometimes you guys have to fight to keep people back. And it's sad as a male. I have respect for ladies who are not only very strong in their work, but attractive, because people try to put you in this silly thing. They're like, oh, you're beautiful. And it's like, you know, Patty and other individuals in our career have proven you ain't seen nothing yet, because you can't say Patty is this type of person. That's how you are, Sandra.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And they said that there's another person trying to come in and handle some things in your life, and they're going to be teaching you things and working with you. And this person in the past is trying to lasso the Mustang, is what they said. The guy said they're trying to lasso you and they're like, oh, no, you didn't. You know.
Okay, well, I'll keep doing work there. You know.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's shifting. You're going to feel it lighten up immediately. You're going to really feel it start to shift immediately.
But it's already starting to lighten up, because I was dancing and singing early yesterday morning, and things are starting to get lighter. Yeah.
We love you, and thank you for calling in. And we're going, Psychics Gone Wild today has got energy upon energy, and that's why we're wild. It's not Psychics Gone Calm. Those of you in the room today, thank you for all the positive input. You guys are going to be so surprised. We've got some new people coming. Tomorrow is a new psychic reader you've never heard before, 10 years plus. Her name is Veronica. She's a cutie. You're going to love her. She will be on tomorrow at 3 p.m. with me. 575, we threw you in. We got you on the ground. We hold you down. What is your name? 575 doesn't want to talk. I've scared them back.
Hi, it's Melissa.
We're glad
it's me,
you called
Melissa.
Yes, and we they just took her out. Hello, 973. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yay! See, now we get energy, and I'm going to hold you down and tease you, get a name out of you.
My name is Jackie.
Jackie, this is Jethro and Patty, and this has been Psychic's Gone Spooky. It's like 14 calls in, still going, and half the phone calls people are getting in. They're not getting to talk. Jackie, please tell me you want to ask us a psychic question.
Yes, I do. I just met this woman, this job that I just started, and from the moment I met her, it's like I picked up something, but I wasn't sure what it is. And every day when I'm in her presence, she is sapping my energy with her nonsense. And I'm doing everything to avoid it. To be honest with you, I don't even want to have anything to do with it, because I feel it. And it's chaos, it's strife, it's deceit.
Do you have to have her in your world? Is it something for work or life that you have to spend time with
in
her?
In work, yes, because somehow she's mixed with my schedule. We have to get that. We have to get that cleared up by next week so that I would not have to have her in my life. You know, I'll see her in the building. Hi, how you doing? And keep going.
Mm-hmm. Protect yourself. There's lots of ways. Somebody even wrote it. One thing I use. Protect yourself with a mirrored egg around yourself. Have you ever done that? It's a really great technique. First, you have to run light through yourself. Either run it up through your feet or down through your head, or a really fast way. It takes mere seconds. Like an explosion of your heart, a pure light. Gosh, push it through your body. And then when you're light, I kind of snap my finger because it feels good. And then picture this egg around you, and it's mirrored on the outside. Inside can be just warm and cuddly. And the only thing that can come through this mirrored egg is love or positive or good intent. Anything sent bad at you, or especially those vampire suckers, bounces right off. And the cool thing about it being a mirrored egg is that it's going to bounce right back off at them and sting a little. So you don't have to send them any bad energy or any bad thoughts. You just go on your way. Merry way, they are not going to affect you. But they're going to get that little sting, and they're actually even going to see a little their reflection in that mirrored egg on the outside and see that it just really doesn't look attractive. So slowly, next time, maybe, just maybe, and every time, they're going to start sucking a little less. They're going to start throwing stuff at you a little less. You can put this on even if you're in a crowded elevator with people you don't know, and all of a sudden your boundaries are protected, your space is protected. If somebody's just getting in your personal space, it's so powerful, and it's all energy. But energy is as real as, you know, armor putting on.
Okay,
right,
I'm definitely going to try, because I'm definitely working on trying to protect myself and my children. Of course, no one in my family believes that that's possible, but I do. And I navigate through these minefields every day. But this particular person, I'm telling you, I just met her, and she's going out her way. She brings up previous bosses. She it's like she's nitpicking for something instead of just doing her job and let me do mine. You know, and it's to the point where it's like, oh my God. But I'm definitely gonna try that egg.
Yes, it's a real good one. I mean, there's lots of, you could shield yourself, but it's do it energetically and do it from love and do it from light.
Mm-hmm.
And you just protect yourself in that space. You will feel the difference. And no matter what she throws or says or does, it can't affect your soul, your spirit.
Okay. Could I ask Jeffro?
Yes.
Are you able to give me a quick message for my children?
Yes, I am, Jackie, and thank you for, you know, I feel the energy. You've called in a couple times, and you're a very sensitive soul. I'm hearing them tell me, the guys are saying that look at the lambs. Now, lamb is spiritual, so do you mind, you said look at your children. Let's be specific. We got 3 minutes. What do you want me to look right at for them, Jackie?
I have 3 boys. I have an older one, and he's 26, but he's just like, stay to himself. I have a middle one who's very ambitious, but he just seems upset all the time, and my younger one is just like, he don't care, and I don't understand why.
I'm feeling this, and they said that this is what you said, to look at the energy, and that's why I had you make it out, you know, with me talking, because of 3 different individuals here, but also to let you know that you are in another link with them, and you wanted to know this is going to be resolved and worked out, but you've got a key here, and that's what we started with, and it's ironic we're ending up with, is I feel that fire would be a benefit to help you with this. You need to sit down and do the flame, but you need to do the violet flame. You need to do what Patty's talking about with love and energy, and you need to be sitting down, working with one of us spiritual counselors to put out an energy, and I do this a lot for people, like a class. I do it very affordable, because it's not a reading, it's sitting down and working with you to put out those things. You talk personally, confidential, and sit down and psychically say to them, I'm here and I'm accepting and I'm loving you for who you are. And then you go through the energies and you put out these things again. And then I keep seeing you with a very beautiful, it looks like you take a red candle, which is energy, and you burn these things. You sit down and you do it, and you work through each child, because each child is a karmic link with you. Because what else has happened is you're getting blamed because you were the one that loved him and was there. And some of the things that happened in life were odd. Now, is that fair? No. But we all know life was never meant to be fair. It's a lesson, and what they're showing me is that you need this for your energy, so your heart chakra can bring back the energy, and they need this so that the spiritual energy can get rid of some of the things that happened when they were growing up.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
And I'm talking here over the radio, but I do know that you also are going to be able to get this through, and they said that you're also going to be working with another individual, Jackie, to do this. So, you know, two come together, the light is there. I have people tell me, I can't do this. Well, you got to have someone else to do it. I believe very much in solitary if you have to, but don't when it comes to some of this. Sit down, have a time with Patty or me, one of us. Patty's also doing a lot of magic with the individuals, as we were talking about to begin with. I had her do a session with me. She raised the energy through me. Things that didn't even bother me since I was 11 years old came out. I'm like, Patty, you're ringing me like a washing machine. We got to laughing. We went through. That's where the blessing comes in, Jackie. They're giving me the bump. I love you dearly. You know to put in there. And we want you to win a prize.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jackie. They've pushed the button. They're going to throw us out. Patty, let's say good hey to them, and then we will talk to you guys tonight. I'm on Melissa Byron's show, and Patty will be back Friday. She's on another show. Patty, tell everybody, and then we're going to run out the door.
What? Did you say something to me? I'm sorry.
It's okay. We just went ahead and went gone wild, and we will be
I just went, wait, there's silence. Did I miss something?